2022. That's what it says in the yearbook. It's a sports cast. I'm your host, Doug. Says in the yearbook at hotmail.com. IndyCar. IndyCar's offseason is 51 days from this taping from being over. So, how's that offseason going? Up and down, actually. IndyCar could not have a better champion representing them through the long offseason than Joseph Newgarden, who's a big personality. He's actually and legitimately funny, in addition to being a champion, and he could be a crossover guy who's famous, at least somewhat, outside of IndyCar. And he has done a lot this offseason. He's from Tennessee, and Newgarden was the ceremonial towel waver who got to juice up the crowd. This is a Nashville Predators tradition. Got to juice up the crowd before the NHL Predators game this month with the Edmonton Oilers. That's pressure. Last spring, during the playoffs, Kelly Clarkson sang the national anthem prior to a Predators home game where the Predators were unstoppable until Kelly Clarkson sang the national anthem. She actually was really funny. Kelly Clarkson tweeted that night, "Dear Predators, please win or people will blame me. Go Preds." And she had to sweat it out. Nashville trailed 2-0 forever, rallied late, tied the game with only 35 seconds left, but ultimately lost in overtime. At Newgarden's game, Predators dispatched the Oilers 2-1. Nothing to see here. Nashville was never threatened. Have a good night. No problem. But Newgarden did have to sweat it out. The Oilers actually tied the game with 5 minutes left. It's amazing, actually, when you see the highlights. Run-of-the-mill game. Nothing to see here. But then you find out there were 28 critical situations in that game that you never heard about. Anyway, the Oilers actually tied the game with 5 minutes left. But then, after further review, offside, the goal was waved off. Edmonton then had two great chances to tie in the final minute before Newgarden finally won his game. Here's the down part. Endorsements are one good way to get Joseph Newgarden into the mainstream, but it doesn't look like he's had any endorsement deals since the season ended. Now, that can be very, very, very wrong, and if it is, we apologize and we'll change it, but we couldn't find any endorsements. Now, Newgarden's made for cult hero status, but we don't know anything about advertising, but for now we assume you can't make someone hire him for an internet or TV commercial. Someone, we assume, has to want him. IndyCar is woefully underrated when it comes to having interesting stories. The series is full of them. Will Power is another one. But getting them into the mainstream is a really difficult job. For example, doing a real high-quality Hard Knocks-type production takes a lot of money, and that's got to come from somewhere. However, at the same time, drivers Alexander Rossi and Connor Daly are starring on CBS's The Amazing Race. Rossi is a former Indy 500 champion, but Daly has a low profile, yet is another one who's really engaging, very funny guy, maybe even more so than Newgarden. It was an absolute coup to get him on The Amazing Race. How did it happen? How did it happen? There's not even a CBS tie-in with IndyCar. They don't broadcast the races, so there's only 11 teams on The Amazing Race. Major, major win that one of them somehow is an IndyCar team, and a team member is one of the best personalities on the circuit. Unfortunately, Daly is currently without a ride for the upcoming season, and there's a chance he might wind up as a part-timer in NASCAR. So he's going to take all that sweet, sweet Amazing Race publicity to a rival series. That's what it says in the yearbook. I'm Doug.